Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is June 4th, 2015. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Well, I'm flying from Sydney to Dallas and then on to Memphis tomorrow. After 3 weeks in Australia and New Zealand, it's been a very productive time. For those of you who know that I drive, certainly over the last 3 years, I've been driving all over the United States trying to understand the economy on the ground. It's the same with the global economy. And rebalancing to really help understand what's going on, you have to be there. And it's been very helpful to do that in both Sydney and then Uluru and then Auckland and Wellington and New Zealand and, of course, back to Sydney now. I've been posting commentaries as I go. We have a new section on the left-hand side of our website. And you could, we list the most recent commentaries in Solari Report. So check that out. It'll help you to find the newest commentaries because they roll off the homepage fairly quickly. Take a look among several that we've posted on the trip down under. One of the things has been the recording of the Auckland speech last week. We just did the Sydney talk on Tuesday and talked a lot about planet debt and a lot about new technology and the speed of creative destruction, which people are very aware of here. We did not record that speech, so we won't put it online, but I will publish the slides. It was, as I said, a very rich discussion, a lot of discussion about what's going to happen when all sorts of technological change re-engineers labor and employment across really all industries and sectors. Australians and Kiwis are a very entrepreneurial crowd, so there's also a lot of discussion of how much opportunity there is in a number of areas, particularly education. Some other noteworthy trends that I've observed while I'm here is urbanization. When I was over in New Zealand, a lot of discussion about how much of the growth since 2007 has been in Auckland, which is the largest city and certainly the business capital. But you also see it here in Australia with Sydney getting a lot of the growth and the rural areas really hurting, same as we've seen in the United States. To my surprise, there was very little understanding of the emphasis that the United States is putting into space, the privatization of space, space activities. And so that was part of the speech that I think really informed the folks over here. The other thing that really strikes me is how much happier people are on a day-to-day basis in Australia and New Zealand. Again, I'm in the cities, but let me give you some statistics. In 1990, the per capita income in Australia was $18,000. The U.S. was $23,000. Then by 2013, Australia had pulled way ahead with per capita income at $67,000, while the U.S. was $53,000. So pretty significant difference. In addition, on land mass, which is equivalent to about 90% of the U.S., the Australian population is 25 million instead of 325 million. So much less density, a lot more space. And of course, the weather is tropical and subtropical. It's quite beautiful, and you feel the real momentum of the growth in Asia. Obviously, a beneficiary in the resource sector for many years of what the demands of Asia for all sorts of mining products from Australian commodities. But I would also note that there's plenty of unhappiness with the centralization going on. It's all here, too. Interestingly enough, Australia is reported to be number two in the world in terms of taking antidepressants after Iceland. So clearly the stress of modern life is here. If you're interested in more, I'm going to be publishing several commentaries over the next week to round out sort of a report on what I saw and what I learned. And the equity overview next month on the Solari Report will focus on a report on the Australian and New Zealand equity markets.